Modeling Evolution of Galactic Bars at Cosmic Dawn, by Dar-Bai et al. We study evolution of galactic bars using a suite of very high-resolution zoom in cosmological simulations of galaxies at high redshifts, Z9 to 2. Our models have been chosen to lie within similar mass dark matter DM halos, log, Mavir, Mo, 11.65 plus or minus 0.05, at redshifts 6, 4, and 2, in high and low overdensity environments. We apply two galactic wind feedback mechanisms for each galaxy model. All galaxies develop sub-KPC stellar bars which differ in their properties. We find that 1. The high Z bars form in response to various perturbations, namely, mergers, close flybys, cold accretion inflows along the cosmological filaments, etc. 2. These bars account for a large mass fraction of the parent galaxies. 3. The bars display large corrotation to bar size ratios, and are weaker compared to their low redshift counterparts, by measuring their Fourier amplitudes. 4. High Z bars are very gas-rich, and 5. Their pattern speed evolution does not exhibit the monotonic decline with time as a result of breaking against the DM, as at low Z. 6. The bar properties, including their stellar population, star formation rates and metal enrichment, depend sensitively on the prevailing feedback. 7. Finally, we find that bars can weaken substantially during cosmological evolution, becoming weak oval distortions, hence bars are destroyed and reformed multiple times unlike their low Z counterparts. Moreover, in all cases, the bars in our simulations have been triggered by interactions. In summary, stellar bars appear to be not only a contemporary phenomenon, but based on the increased frequency of mergers, flybys and the strength of cold accretion flows at high Z, we expect them to be ubiquitous at redshifts greater than 2, the epoch of a rapid galaxy growth and larger stellar dispersion velocities. This was Modeling Evolution of Galactic Bars at Cosmic Dawn, by Dar-Bai et al.